From KQED Public Radio in San Francisco, I'm Mina Kim. Pandit Chitresh Das is an internationally known master and teacher of Kathak, a classical North Indian dance. Now he's teaming up with flamenco dancer Antonio Hidalgo Paz for a performance at the Palace of Fine Arts in San Francisco that will blend Indian and Spanish traditions. We'll talk with Das about his upcoming show and the art of Kathak. Then at 10:30. Oakland rapper and activist Boots Riley is venturing into new territory with his group The Coup with a new production featuring musicians, dancers, actors, and even puppets. We'll talk with Riley about his show and where he's taking his activism. That's all coming up on Forum after this.
Oakland, California, now for 6-1 up.
From KQED Public Radio in San Francisco, I'm Mina Kim. Born in Calcutta, India in 1944, Pandit Chitresh Das was 9 years old when he began studying the classical North Indian dance Kathak. For centuries, the form has been passed from guru to disciple, and in the 1970s, Das came to the Ali Khan College of Music in San Rafael to teach the classical dance to Americans. He has since opened a number of Kathak schools in the Bay Area and nationwide. In 2007, Das won an Isadora Duncan Award for his collaboration with tap dancer Jason Samuel Smith. And now he's collaborating with flamenco dancer Antonio Hidalgo Paz for performances at the Palace of Fine Arts in San Francisco next month. Welcome, Chitresh Das.
Namaskar, and how are you?
I'm fine. Thanks so much for being here. You know, I think for a lot of listeners, they're not familiar with Kathak. So could you just briefly describe what it is?
Yes, Kathak comes from the word katha, meaning to tell stories. And Kathaka is the storyteller. So that's like in the ancient, in the European medieval world, all over the world, not only European, but also all over the world, that they were the storytellers wandering from cities to towns, either with the scrolls of pictures and or just telling stories and dancing or music. So Kathak is also the storytelling. However, the modern times, you know, we are on the proscenium. So there are four elements to Kathak. One is they're called tayari, which means preparation. Or it can be also be speed and power and technique. Layakari, which means to play with tempo. Then comes khobsurti, means beauty. And nazakat, means the essence of the beauty. Now, a few things I cannot show on the radio, but I can recite bowls, which are the language of the dance, or the language of the tabla, which is accompanied with the dance. So I can say, recite what I recite, I dance with my feet. So I say, now what I recite, what I dance with my feet, with the ankles, bells of between 5 to 8 pounds.
I see. So you're saying that you will give a rhythm to a percussionist, like what you just showed us, and they will repeat that, and it'll be sort of this synergistic playing and dancing between the two of you.
Two of us. And then that is the language of the bowl, recitation. But then there's the tabla players. They will play their bowls, and I have to accompany. This is a new technique I'm also working on.
Oh,
because
so
in reverse,
it's
not like this is very challenging. If they do something, then I have to do.
And as you mentioned, while you're doing this dancing, you are wearing 5 to 8 pounds of bells around your ankles.
Yes, and you're moving between 10 to 12 seconds.
What does this sort of improvisation give to
the dance? If the tabla players, or if I want to do in a rhythmic cycle of, say, 5.5 beat. So because we are dancing with a flamenco, I will use 12. You know, they have the 12 beat also. They got 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2. In Indian, in the Indian traditions, we do ektala. Din din dagatraka tunna katta dagatraka tinna da 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 din again da 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 din again da 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 din again da 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 now. Then flamenco, they keep tal, they keep timing with the hands. And what in India, in Indian system, we also keep tal, what we can with the hands. So, but the system is different. But there are similarities like this.
Between flamenco and Kathak that made it such a nice collaboration.
Yes.
I'd love to talk with you more about that. When did you first see flamenco?
at the age of 14, I was watching Around the World in 80 Days. You know, David Niven was there, and Jose Greco danced in that movie. And when I saw that, I said, one day I'm going to dance with these dancers. I don't know where, from which country. And then when I came to America, that's when it happened, you know.
Yeah. And so did you know in that moment that flamenco and Kathak, did you sense a relationship between the two?
Not until later when I saw the flamenco dancers in many. Then I saw a lot of that. There is lots of similarities. But it's not the same.
You know what? We have a clip, actually, of Kathak music and flamenco music from a dance that you did do with Antonio Hidalgo Paz.
Yes.
Excuse me. Yeah, and I'd love to play that for our listeners. You can really hear sort of the mixing of the Indian music and the Spanish music.
Yeah. We won't call it mixing up. We're just going together and becoming one. My Guruji used to say, become one.
Yeah.
So to become one with the music, with the dancers, with the feet and the audience.
Yeah.
And the musicians. That is the ultimate goal of our performance.
Right. And listeners can't see this, but in the video, you're barefoot, right, with 5 pounds of bells.
Uh-huh.
And he's wearing flamenco boots.
Boots, yes. Yes.
So it's quite a juxtaposition in terms of
And
the way
they
it
have
is.
The guitarist. We have the sitarist. Yes, it is. It is a wonderful way of exchange.
And tell us a little bit about the performance we'll see. It's called Yatra, Journey from India to Spain.
So,
you mentioned there's always a storytelling element.
Yes.
What is the story?
The story, you know, like a lot of folks have said that, you know, that flamenco came from India. There's no proof. However, when I was in Hungary dancing with the Hungarian gypsies, and they reacted very strongly, and I can see they do a lot of footwork with the, you know, interesting with the stakes and all kinds of things. And there are similarities. Perhaps, I said, that maybe from the desert of Rajasthan, the gypsies might have traveled over the centuries and things like that. And definitely there are connections in terms of, you know, I know there is some connections, but I don't know exactly. That's not been proven. But I'm just giving a fictitious story that on the desert of Rajasthan, and the beautifully, all these women chanting Bhavani, Goddess Durga, which they do. And then from there, they're singing, you know, da 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 na da na Kailasvasa Gauri Shankar. They're invoking Goddess Durga and Lord Shiva, and they're singing and chanting, and the night, day, night passes, and the great one of the Rajput warriors, you know, who supposed to be very powerful in devotional life and also practicing the art of Kathak, comes in and dances and invokes Lord Shiva, invokes Lord Durga, and then that's the way the journey begins. But then the next scene is the court of, you know, and somewhere in Spain, the Spanish dancers are dancing. And hopefully then I would like to show the dancers from India have come, and then they dance, they exchange, and just giving them the paper. Maybe this has happened. We don't know because there's no proof. But we will bring in the flamenco art and the art of their hands, of their feet, of their music with the Indian art of and all our vocabulary and trying to explore in the sense and do that. And then there's going to be heavy improvisations also. Heavy.
Wow. We're talking with Chitresh Das, a master of the North Indian dance Kathak. Das will present his collaboration with Spanish flamenco artist Antonio Hidalgo Paz in Yatra, Journey from India to Spain at San Francisco's Palace of Fine Arts Theater on September 27th and 28th. This is a half-hour segment. Do you have a question or comment for our guest about Kathak, India? Have you fused different cultural traditions, whether through dance or other mediums? Or are you a fan of Kathak yourself? What has the art meant to you? Give us a call at 866-733-6777. 6786. That's 866-733-6786. You can also email your questions or comments to forum@kqed.org or post them on our website, kqed.org/forum. And you also did a collaboration with tap dancer Jason Samuel Smith, as I understand
yes.
it. What do you That's, like about collaboration?
Well, almost 10 years ago, when we went to the American Dance Festival in Duke, that's where, you know, I was slated to dance with Antonio, and Jason was there. He just got his Emmy Award, and he came and he was watching me, and he was practicing, and then I started dancing with, you know, what he was doing. He turned around and said, "Man, what are you doing?" But I was not dancing with him. And he watched me from the wings. On the third day, one of my senior company members asked him to jump on the stage and start really, really jamming with me. And that's how we started. So I wanted to dance with the tap dancers also later on, you know. But I wanted to dance with Gregory Hines. It did not work out. So then I danced with the grand disciple of Gregory Jason. And then we toured India and all over. Now in our Indian school in Bombay, we have school in Bombay and also in Boston, but in the Bombay school, and they have presented, Jason and me several times. And actually, with Antonio, we performed all over four places in India. And I started with Jason, who was not supposed to be dancing with me, but I danced with Antonio after 10 years in India last year. So this we are bringing to San Francisco.
What's the reaction been like in India when you have sort of changed? I
have not changed anything, nor Jason has changed anything.
I see. So it's really
nothing.
Just the two of you
yes.
together doing your own
exactly.
thing, improvising within your own tradition.
Exactly.
So then you don't get pushback, say, from purists who say you shouldn't be doing...
We are the purists. I mean, who's going to be more purist than we are? I mean, like Jason is old school. I'm old school. We don't believe in fusion. Then some people will argue and they'll say it's the semantics and all that. I know what I do. Jason knows what he does. Antonio knows what he does. And so long we know what we do, then there is no problem. And the thing is this, that we go heavily into technique and improvisation. Only is possible that when you work extremely hard. So at the same time, these young men, Jason is younger than Antonio. They keeps me on my feet, and I also probably give them challenge. So that's why we have a tremendous exchange of mind and body.
Again, we're talking about Kathak, a traditional Indian dance. If you are part of the Indian diaspora, we particularly would love to hear from you. How popular is Kathak in today's India?
Kathak is popular again, you know, like a ballet. How popular is ballet in America? How much is, Korean dance among the Koreans, or the Chinese classical among the Chinese, or the Japanese classical, or anything like that? The classical art form, you have to understand, it's a very special art form. And it has to be nurtured among the people and cultivated over the years. If the families don't come from the classical background, if you don't have the support for the classical art form, then how can one survive? So the classical artists, they have to work so hard to maintain that. If the society, if the community comes and helps and so, then it goes popular. So in certain areas where there are community support or the government support, then the Kathak is known and it's done in extensively. If it is not known, then, you know, it's hard for not only Kathak, that's all the other classical dance forms. It's there, but it's not there. It's some places are very important and some places they just... But I have to say it is beginning now. It is going more and more, spreading the culture. The art of Kathak is going all over the world now. And since, you know, I see in the YouTube, I see in the, you know, it's there. It's getting there.
So you
there.
Don't have fears that it may...
No. That's why your question was very good. Are you exchanging? Are you changing? No, that's why we have to keep the tradition like that. And I think by the divine grace of God, I'm very fortunate that Jason thinks like that very strongly. That's why we keep... He doesn't change for me. I don't change. We just look at each other and we start. Same thing with Antonio. Same thing, we don't try to change it. The storyline, of course, I'm creating the storyline because I don't want our flamenco collaboration look exactly like India Jazz Suite. So I want to, because a lot of folks all over the world have seen. And the India Jazz Suite also has been presented by the state government. The United States government presented in India, four cities also. So it is gone there. But flamenco my collaboration with Antonio hasn't gone round so much. So I'm taking a new take with the storyline, which actually I am going back in the common notion that it has come from India, but there's no proof. So I'm trying to create a kind of enjoyable, a little different twist from IJS, which is India Jazz Suite.
I see. Have these collaborations broadened your audience? Yes.
Broadened audience, but broadened my own career, my mind, my body. So I'm working on the new thing called Kathak Yoga, where you recite, sing, and dance at the same time, where you're playing tabla on a table and with the feet. So, doing all kinds of things with the yogic tradition. I'm trying to bring the yoga element of dance, music, art, and breathing, cardio, all this put together, and now it has become a dissertation of Harvard. Now the sports scientists in India, they're looking into it now, and they are trying to understand how the body is working while you're reciting, singing, and dancing at the same time. The same thing goes with Antonio I'll be doing, but same thing goes with Jason, where I'm humming and reciting, and then he's dancing, and I'm playing tabla. So these exchanges are also taking. So that has created a different horizon.
Yes, and as you said, since this is not sort of a mixed or fused or choreographed thing, every performance is unique, I imagine.
Yes.
Anita writes, how is your collaboration with flamenco different than with tap? How are they?
Vast difference. In that with Jason, it's like we go on the stage. Jason is half my age, you know. So
you're 70. You're about to be 70.
Yes.
Come November.
Yes, and Jason, half my age. And you can imagine Jason is known as fire. He's just strong buck, he's a hardcore. So he'll come out on the stage and he'll throw something. And I'll have to go on with that. With Antonio, there's the music, the Spanish music, the Spanish flamenco music, and Spanish flamenco dance. They play in a very different way. There's lots of usage of upper body. With Jason's, it goes a lower body, the feet, very strong. With the Antonio, you have to also concentrate on the upper body, the hand, there is a lot of finesse in a different way. So which is closer to Kathak, where Jason is a raw improvisation of power with the power. Yes, sometimes, of course, we do have, softness and, there is quite a difference.
Anita's also wondering what other dance forms you want to do collaborations with.
Oh, well, I want to dance with, I want to dance with taiko. I want to dance with, someday I want to dance with the symphony. Someday I want to dance with, I wanted to dance with Baryshnikov.
So ballet.
But I want to see how the energy is not, how they exchange the energy. Okay, the pirouettes of Kathak, how the pirouettes of ballet. How do we exchange that? I want to also do with the ice skating ring, how they take double roll on the ice skates, and we try to do the same double spins while raising the feet. How can we do exchange? So I'm always exploring the mind and exchange and the age factor and all that. We look very secondary. Just push, and just pray for me that if I can go on a little bit longer. Yeah, I mean, it's like you create a for others, for the future. So that if he can do that at his age, then we should do better. So they keep me challenged. And so I try to work hard.
Yeah, I understand you do teach children. And you also teach children, poor children, daughters of sex workers in India. You spend half your time there. Can you talk a little bit about your humanitarian work?
Yes, I used to teach a lot. Recently, one of my senior member from the Bombay school, Seema Mehta, she teaches the underprivileged in Bombay. So we taught for a long time the children of the red light district. They are very poor. And what I found that when you go out and start teaching and make them happy, they are most affectionate because they need that love. And that, I feel I could do that more.
Yeah, I was wondering what the artistry does for them. Does it teach them?
It makes them very happy. Very happy inside, and they come out with lots of affection. They see there's another side to in life that they were completely. And these are not twaifs, which I grew up with, the courtesans. They are not courtesans. They are raw. I mean, you know, sex work. The parents are, you know, very cheap, low income. I mean, it's a very sad situation there. And it's still going on. I mean, so to give them a joy of love and the seeing the chants of the Indian, you know, Sri Krishna or Lord Shiva, that makes them, and you sing and dance, that is the ultimate moksha, I guess.
Another listener writes, has Mr. Das had any experience with Balinese dance?
Yes, of course I did. I danced with, Guru Ibu Arini, and we did with the collaborations. I also, with the Shekhar Jaya, we did the Bali Sugriva. And I have them the Kechak chanting, and I dance. I became a Bali, and we went all the way to Bali and performed, you know that the death of Bali, also all the way to Bali. And I danced with Guru Ibu Irinif. Also, she did the role of Jatayu, the bird, and the Guru Govindan Kutti, the great Kathakali dancer. He did Marich, and I did Ravan from the Ramayana, and with using the gamelan Shekhar Jaya music and other Indian music.
And let's go to your calls. Mikhail from Fremont. Hi.
Hi. I had two questions. The first question is, you know, in the U.S. in the last 40 years or so, 30 years or so, another classical dance from India called Bharatanatyam has been the dance that most people tend to gravitate towards. And a lot of our friends growing up, they did Bharatanatyam, which is a South Indian dance, even though I and a lot of our friends growing up were North Indian. So I wanted to ask, number one, about Bharatanatyam and Kathak and sort of thoughts around that and its popularity. But I also wanted to ask, you know, I have a young daughter. I wanted to find out how early should young kids get involved in a dance, learning a dance like this? Is, you know, is it two? Is it four? Like, how, depending on, you know, what discipline level, you know, is in terms of the requirement.
Mikhail, thanks.
Yes, wonderful question. Kathak is North Indian classical art form. Bharatanatyam is South Indian art form. Kathak is the outcome of Hindu and Muslim culture, though it was the Hindu folk storytelling. And when the foreigners invaded, they brought their culture. So it became Mughal, Turkish, and finally, you know, Iranian culture played a very important role in northern India. But the last Wajid Ali Shah, the king of Lucknow, he had a Hindu guru. So, and he presented the Hindu story. So it is very Hindu-Muslim, very communal and very nice. I mean, you know, it was very beautifully done. The word communal, did I use it right? I don't know.
Yes. I'm wondering, how old his two...
The second question is a very good question, that it should start from the early, as I, you know, with my own babies, where the mothers come into the dance room while they are conceived. From the time of that conception, from the womb, if they are around the you know, dance and music, it is the beginning. After that, maybe they should be exposed from the day one.
Can you just tell us in a few words what Kathak has done for you? What it means to you?
Kathak has done that. You look, as my mother said, that, you know, always. That look to do good for others, to do seva. The ultimate is that you must do good for others.
Pandit Chitrasdas, thank you so much for being part of our program.
Thank you very much. Namaskar.
Next, we talk with Oakland-based rapper and activist Boots Riley. I'm Mina Kim. Thanks for listening.